Ever stumble upon something so intriguing, it makes you question everything you thought you knew? Today, we're on that kind of journey, a deep dive into the world of early UFO sightings. Forget Roswell. Forget the grainy photos of saucers we often imagine. We're going back to a time when newspapers were the primary source of news, and the stories they told about strange objects in the sky were just starting to capture the public's imagination.
It's fascinating
Right.
how our perception of UFOs
Yeah.
as a modern phenomenon gets challenged when we dig into these historical accounts.
It really is.
We're talking about a time when researchers like Maurizio Verga,
Okay.
whose work we're exploring today, were poring over physical newspaper archives,
Wow.
a real testament to dedication.
We're talking pre-internet,
Yes,
pre-digital archives, right?
exactly.
What sparked a project like this? Was he on the hunt for evidence of extraterrestrial life even back then?
Actually, Vergaga wasn't initially looking for aliens at all.
Really?
His real interest was in understanding
Okay.
how the idea of flying discs
Okay.
was being presented in the media
Interesting.
before the Roswell incident in June of 1947.
Oh, wow. Okay.
He spent over a decade
Wow.
meticulously combing through thousands of newspapers,
My gosh.
mostly American,
Okay.
to track mentions of anything
Yeah.
remotely resembling
Yeah.
what we might call a UFO today.
So he was basically trying to find out if there was already a public fascination with these unexplained aerial sightings before Roswell turned the topic upside down.
Trying to trace the roots of an idea
Yeah.
before the so-called Big Bang moment.
That's such an interesting angle. But practically speaking, how do you even begin a project like that without the help of search engines and digital archives? I can only imagine the mountains of microfilm.
You can definitely say that again.
Oh my
We're
goodness.
talking about dusty libraries,
Oh yeah.
the distinct whirring of microfiche
Oh,
readers,
I can imagine.
hours spent
Right.
adjusting lenses
Yeah.
just to decipher blurry text.
Okay.
It was a painstakingly slow process,
Oh.
and Verga had to become a master
Right.
of navigating these physical archives,
Yeah.
tracking down leads,
Right.
and piecing together a puzzle
Right.
scattered across countless pages.
It's amazing to think about the dedication.
It is.
And frankly, the sheer patience required to take on a project of that scale.
Absolutely.
You'd think the digital revolution would simplify things, but I imagine even that came with its own set of hurdles.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
While the transition to digital archives
Right.
was a game changer,
Right.
it wasn't without its quirks.
What do you mean?
Early versions of optical character recognition, or OCR, which is how computers read scanned text,
Okay.
were notorious for errors.
Oh no.
Imagine trying to decipher a sentence where half the letters are wrong.
Oh my gosh. I can't imagine. It makes you appreciate the meticulousness of researchers like Verga even more. Not only did he have to navigate the labyrinthine world of physical archives, but he also had to contend with the limitations of early digital technology.
It was a challenge.
Yeah. So what did he find? Was 1947 truly year zero for UFOs?
This is where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
Verga discovered that flying discs, or at least the idea of them,
Right.
were already being reported before Roswell.
Oh, wow.
But the language used to describe them was strikingly different.
Different how? Were they not using terms like UFO or flying saucer yet?
Not quite.
Okay.
Instead of flying discs or UFOs, newspapers were using terms like mystery airships,
Mystery airships?
phantom planes,
Phantom planes.
even flying barrels.
Flying barrels. And that's a visual I wasn't expecting. You're telling me people were seeing these things before Roswell, and nobody thought twice.
Well, not exactly.
Okay.
Just like today, these early reports often appeared alongside
Right.
more grounded explanations.
Okay.
Some suggested
Yeah.
they were meteors,
Right.
weather balloons,
Okay.
or even hoaxes.
So even back then, there's that blend of wonder and skepticism.
Of course.
But if people were already spotting these flying barrels, why wasn't everyone talking about them? What was it about Roswell that captured the public's imagination in a way that these earlier sightings didn't?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Right.
And it's what makes Verga's research so compelling,
Yeah.
according to his findings.
Yeah.
after the Roswell incident,
right,
the volume of media coverage simply exploded. What were once obscure mentions buried in local newspapers,
right,
suddenly became front page news, capturing the public's attention on a whole new level.
So Roswell was like throwing gasoline on a fire that was already smoldering.
That's a great way to put it.
It's fascinating how a single event can act as a catalyst.
It is.
Shifting public perception,
mm-hmm,
and turning a relatively niche topic,
right,
into a national obsession.
Absolutely.
And what's even more intriguing is that Virga's research goes beyond.
Right.
Simply documenting the frequency of these reports.
It does.
He delves into the cultural context surrounding these early sightings.
He does.
Uncovering how people were interpreting.
Yeah.
And reacting to them.
Exactly.
It's like getting a glimpse into a different era's understanding of the unknown.
It is.
That's what makes this deep dive so fascinating to me.
Yeah.
It's not just about UFOs.
Right.
It's about exploring,
mm-hmm,
how we as humans make sense of the world around us. Especially when confronted with something we don't understand.
Exactly.
So what kind of insights did his research unearth? Did people draw pictures of flying barrels?
You're going to love this.
Okay.
When it came to visuals,
yeah,
early illustrations weren't always the classic saucer shape.
Right.
We often associate with UFOs today.
Mm-hmm.
Some depictions were more cigar shaped.
Okay.
Others even square.
Square?
Imagine that.
What?
A squared UFO.
A square UFO.
Yeah.
Now that's a head scratcher.
Right.
Were they mistaking flying houses for alien spacecraft?
It's more likely they were trying to fit a square peg into a round hole, so to speak.
Right.
People were grappling with something entirely new.
Yeah.
And they relied on,
right,
familiar visual references,
mm-hmm,
to describe something they had never encountered before.
Makes sense. It's like trying to explain the internet to someone.
Right.
Who's never even seen a computer.
Exactly.
You have to use the language.
Right.
And imagery.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense within their frame of reference.
Yeah.
Even if it doesn't quite capture the full picture.
Precisely.
And that's what makes these early accounts so valuable.
It does.
They provide a window,
mm-hmm,
into how people were processing,
right,
these strange and unfamiliar events,
right,
using the cultural and technological language of their time.
Yes.
So it wasn't just the shapes and sizes that were up for debate.
Right.
Were people attributing these sightings to extraterrestrial visitors?
Oh.
Or were there other explanations floating around?
It was a mixed bag, really.
Okay.
Some people wrote letters to the editor voicing concerns about,
okay,
national security.
Right.
Speculating about advanced Russian technology.
Yeah.
While others drew connections to folklore.
Right.
Mythology.
Okay.
Even religious prophecies.
It seems like some things never change, right?
It's true.
Conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
And attempts to make sense of the unknown.
Right.
Through the lens of existing beliefs.
Yeah. Exactly.
But what about attempts to capitalize on the whole UFO thing?
Yeah.
Were there any early examples of what we might call
right,
UFOpreneurship back then?
You bet.
Really?
Virga found that advertisers were quick to pick up on the growing fascination with UFOs.
Oh, wow.
They started incorporating flying discs into ads.
No way.
For everything from cigarettes to dog food.
Get out.
It's incredible how quickly a cultural phenomenon,
yeah,
even one as strange as UFOs,
right,
can be co-opted for commercial purposes.
It's like the birth of the UFO meme.
Right.
Someone spots a flying barrel, and suddenly everyone's slapping a saucer on their product.
Yeah.
Claiming it's out of this world.
Exactly.
It's a perfect illustration.
Right.
Of how these events seep into our culture.
Yeah.
Often in the most unexpected ways.
Absolutely.
It highlights the power of a good story.
It does.
Especially one that captures the imagination,
mm-hmm,
and, yeah, sparks curiosity, mm-hmm, even back then.
Right.
People were drawn to the allure of the unknown.
Yeah.
The possibility of something beyond our current understanding.
Of course.
So beyond the entertaining anecdotes.
Right.
And the sheer novelty of it all.
Yeah.
Why should we care about what newspapers were saying about UFOs back in 1947?
That's a great question.
What can these stories teach us about ourselves?
Well,
and our place in the grand scheme of things?
That's where Virga's research takes on a whole new level of significance.
Okay.
It's not just about UFOs.
Right.
It's about understanding the nature of history itself.
Okay.
It challenges our assumptions.
Right.
About when, mm, and how ideas take root.
Right.
And spread.
It's like what they say, the more things change, the more they stay the same.
Right.
Except in this case, it's more like,
yeah,
the more we learn about the past,
right,
the less we realize we actually knew.
Precisely.
Right.
And in a world increasingly saturated with information. Verga's work reminds us of the importance of digging deeper.
Okay.
Of looking beyond the surface.
Right.
To uncover the hidden connections
and
surprising origins of the ideas that shape our lives.
Right. Yeah. That's right. It's like being a historical detective, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
You follow a trail of breadcrumbs.
Right.
Piecing together fragments of information.
Right.
And suddenly you find yourself face to face with a whole new understanding of the past.
Exactly.
And Verga's work is a prime example of that.
It is.
He didn't just stumble upon a few curious articles.
Right.
He uncovered a rich tapestry of cultural anxieties, technological anxieties, hopes and fears, all woven into those early accounts of UFO sightings.
Yeah. It's incredible.
It makes you wonder what future historians will make of our time.
Oh, wow.
What will they find puzzling,
right,
amusing,
yeah,
or even inspiring about the way we view the world?
Now, that is a captivating thought.
Right.
It's nearly impossible to predict what future generations will gravitate toward, how they will interpret the vast digital landscape we're creating today.
Right.
But it's fascinating to ponder, isn't it?
It's like trying to imagine what someone living a century ago would think of our smartphones, social media, the way we consume information at lightning speed.
Right, exactly.
It's almost unfathomable.
Precisely. But imagine them delving into our digital archives.
Right.
Our memes.
Right.
Our viral videos.
Yeah.
What would they deduce about our values, our fears, our dreams?
They'd probably wonder why we were so obsessed with taking pictures of our food.
Right.
But on a more serious note,
it
makes you think about the digital breadcrumbs we're leaving behind.
It does.
Will they see us as innovative or frivolous?
Right.
Will they marvel at our technological prowess or shake their heads at our online antics?
It's a sobering thought, to be sure.
It is.
But it also highlights the power we have in shaping our own narratives.
Right.
Even if it's through something as seemingly insignificant as a tweet or a status update.
It's a reminder that history isn't just about kings and queens.
No.
Wars and revolutions.
Right.
It's about the everyday lives of people.
Of course.
Their hopes.
Yeah.
Their fears.
Mm.
Their attempts to make sense of a world.
Right.
That's constantly changing.
And sometimes those attempts to make sense of the world lead to the birth of new ideas, new ways of seeing things.
Right.
Verga's research shows us that what we might dismiss as fringe beliefs today could become the foundation for mainstream thought tomorrow.
It's like how those early reports of flying barrels paved the way for our modern understanding of UFOs.
Exactly.
Who knows what seemingly outlandish ideas circulating today might one day become the subject of serious academic research.
It's a humbling thought, isn't it?
It is.
It reminds us that we're part of a much larger story.
Right.
One that unfolds over generations.
Right.
Shaped by countless individuals, each with their own unique perspective.
And each generation gets to contribute to that story.
They do.
Adding their own chapter.
That's right.
To the ever-evolving narrative of human history.
And just like Vera's research
into
those early UFO sightings, the digital records we leave behind today will provide valuable insights.
Right.
Into the cultural landscape of our time.
Imagine someone in the future.
Right.
Decades from now.
Yeah.
Stumbling upon this very conversation.
Right.
Listening in on our attempt to understand.
Right.
The origins of the UFO phenomenon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like we're part of a giant time capsule.
We are.
Sending messages to future generations.
Right.
Without even realizing.
Absolutely. And who knows what they'll make of it all.
All right.
Will they see us as a turning point in our understanding of the universe?
Right.
A time when we began to truly grapple with the possibility of life beyond Earth.
Right.
Or will they view us as a society grappling with misinformation?
Right.
Struggling to separate fact from fiction in the digital age?
Right. Yeah. It's a fascinating paradox, isn't it?
It is.
We have more access to information than ever before.
We do.
Yet we're constantly bombarded with conflicting narratives.
Yes.
Making it harder than ever to discern what's real
right.
and what's not.
And that's precisely why work like Virga's is so crucial.
Right.
It reminds us of the importance of critical thinking,
right,
of questioning assumptions,
yeah,
of digging beneath the surface to uncover the deeper currents of history,
right,
and culture. It's about understanding that history isn't a static monolith, but a dynamic and evolving tapestry.
That is, yes.
Woven from countless threads of human experience.
And as we continue to explore those threads,
right,
to unravel the mysteries of the past and grapple with the complexities of the present,
right,
we gain a deeper understanding,
yeah,
not just of who we are,
right,
but of who we might yet become.
It's like that quote by William Faulkner.
Mm-hmm.
The past is never dead. It's not even past.
Right.
Everything we've explored today,
mm-hmm,
from those early newspaper clippings,
right,
to our own digital footprint.
Yes.
It's all part of this interconnected web.
It is.
Of human experience.
And it's a web that we're constantly weaving.
Right.
Adding new layers, new perspectives,
right,
new interpretations with each passing generation.
It's a powerful reminder that we're all part of something.
We are.
Much bigger than ourselves.
And that realization comes with a certain responsibility, wouldn't you say?
It does, yeah.
To be mindful of the information we create,
right,
and share,
mm-hmm,
knowing that it might one day be scrutinized by future generations,
right,
trying to make sense,
yeah,
of who we were and what we valued.
It's a humbling thought, to be sure.
It is.
But it also makes our own explorations into the past all the more meaningful.
Absolutely.
It's awe-inspiring when you think about it.
It really is.
We start with something,
yeah,
as seemingly mundane as old newspaper articles.
Oh, right.
And it unfolds into this vast reflection on history.
It does.
Technology.
Yeah.
And our place in the universe.
That's the beauty of a good deep dive, wouldn't you say?
It is.
It's like pulling on a loose thread.
Yeah.
And unraveling an entire tapestry of interconnected ideas.
Right.
Virga's work is a testament to that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's also a good reminder,
yeah,
that exploration and discovery aren't limited to scientists and archaeologists. We can all be explorers in our own way.
We can.
Whether we're digging through historical archives,
yeah,
or simply questioning the assumptions we hold about the world.
I couldn't agree more. It's that insatiable curiosity,
right,
that desire to venture beyond the known,
yeah,
that drives true understanding.
Right.
And sometimes the, yeah, most profound discoveries emerge from the most unexpected places.
That's true.
Who would have guessed that flying barrels would offer such a rich window into our collective past?
Makes you wonder,
right,
what will be the flying barrels of the future?
Oh, wow.
What seemingly insignificant aspects of our present reality,
right,
will captivate the minds of historians centuries from now?
It's a tantalizing question.
It is.
Perhaps they'll be fascinated by our obsession with social media.
Oh, interesting.
Dissecting the nuances of emojis and internet slang.
Wow.
To understand the dynamics of human interaction in the digital age.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
It'd be interesting to see
it would.
What they come up with.
Or maybe they'll analyze our climate change models.
Right.
Marveling at our early attempts to comprehend the complexities of a changing planet.
Yeah.
They might even stumble upon recordings of our conversations about artificial intelligence.
Right.
Piecing together the hopes and anxieties surrounding this rapidly evolving technology.
It's fascinating, isn't it?
It really is.
The possibilities are truly endless, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
And that's what makes this whole exploration so exhilarating.
It is.
We're not just uncovering the past, we're contributing to the future.
Yeah.
Every discovery, every new insight,
right,
adds another layer to the ever-evolving narrative of human understanding.
It's like we're standing on the shoulders of giants.
Yee.
Those who came before us.
Right.
And dare to look beyond the horizon of their time.
Exactly.
And as we gaze out at the vast unknown,
yeah,
armed with the knowledge and tools of our era,
right,
we can't help but wonder what extraordinary landscapes await those who follow in our footsteps.
And as we conclude our deep dive,
yeah,
it's that sense of wonder,
right,
that insatiable thirst for knowledge,
yeah,
that I hope we leave our listeners with today.
Perfectly said.
Yeah.
Because in the end,
mm-hmm,
it's not about having all the answers.
No.
But about embracing the questions.
Right.
Seeking out new perspectives.
Yeah.
And finding joy in the never-ending pursuit of understanding.
Exactly.
Right.
And who knows?
Right.
Maybe, just maybe, those answers are out there,
right,
waiting to be discovered.
Yeah.
In the most unexpected corners of our universe.
Until next time.
Yes.
Keep exploring.
Right.
Keep questioning.
Keep those minds open.
Yes.
To the infinite possibilities that surround us.
Well said.
Thank you.
Thank you.